DeepEnglish.com.
Millions of Americans admired Sergeant Stubby. Who admired Sergeant Stubby? Millions of Americans admired Sergeant Stubby. His courage under fire was legendary. What was legendary? His courage under fire was legendary. He was a decorated hero of World War I. Was he a forgotten hero of World War I? No, he wasn't a forgotten hero of World War I. He was a decorated hero of World War I. He also had four legs and barked a lot. You guessed it, Sergeant Stubby was a dog. Did he have four legs and bark a lot? Yes, he had four legs and barked a lot. What was Sergeant Stubby? Sergeant Stubby was a dog. The short brindle bull terrier mutt was the first dog ever given rank in the U.S. Army. What was the short brindle bull terrier mutt given? The short brindle bull terrier mutt was given rank in the U.S. Army. Was he the first dog ever? Yes, he was the first dog ever. His story is the stuff movies are made of. Is his story the stuff dreams are made of? No, his story isn't the stuff dreams are made of. His story is the stuff movies are made of. It's believed Stubby started his life as a stray. How did Stubby start his life? Stubby started his life as a stray. Without an owner or home, he made his first steps in the world on a wing and a prayer. Did he have an owner or a home? No, he didn't have an owner or a home. How did he make his first steps in the world? He made his first steps in the world on a wing and a prayer. One day, the dog walked into Yale University's football stadium. What football stadium did the dog walk into? The dog walked into Yale University's football stadium. The stadium had become a camp for the soldiers of the 102nd Infantry before their deployment. What had the stadium become? The stadium had become a camp for the soldiers of the 102nd Infantry before their deployment. At Camp Yale, Stubby bumped into 25-year-old Private J. Robert Conroy. Who did Stubby bump into at Camp Yale? Stubby bumped into 25-year-old Private J. Robert Conroy. The two soon became fast friends. Stubby had finally found his home. What did the two become? The two became fast friends. What had Stubby finally found? Stubby had finally found his home. A few months later, Conroy was due to ship out. What happened a few months later? A few months later, Conroy was due to ship out. He had already made a crucial decision. Had he made an unimportant decision? No, he hadn't made an unimportant decision. He had made a crucial decision. Rather than abandon his pal, he would risk smuggling him overseas. Would he abandon his pal? No, he wouldn't abandon his pal. What would he risk? He would risk smuggling him overseas. Conroy hid Stubby in his army coat to board the ship. Where did Conroy hide Stubby when he boarded the ship? Conroy hid Stubby in his army coat when he boarded the ship. When at sea, he hid him in the ship's coal bin. Where did he hide him when at sea? He hid him in the ship's coal bin when at sea. At some point, the crew discovered the four-legged stowaway. Who discovered the four-legged stowaway? The crew discovered the four-legged stowaway. Stubby charmed the officers on board. Did Stubby bite the officers on board? No, Stubby didn't bite the officers on board. Stubby charmed the officers on board. By the time they landed in France, he had become the 102nd Infantry's unofficial mascot. What had he become by the time they landed in France? He had become the 102nd Infantry's unofficial mascot by the time they landed in France. Throughout history, dogs have played a part in warfare. What have dogs played a part in throughout history? Dogs have played a part in warfare throughout history. The Greeks, Babylonians, and Romans all used dogs in battle. Who used dogs in battle? The Greeks, Babylonians, and Romans all used dogs in battle. At the outbreak of World War I, the U.S. was one of the only fighting forces not to have a canine unit. At the outbreak of World War I, what country was one of the only fighting forces not to have a canine unit? At the outbreak of World War I, the U.S. was one of the only fighting forces not to have a canine unit. But they did have Stubby on their side. Who was on their side? Stubby was on their side. From October 1917, the 102nd saw more fighting than any other infantry division. From October 1917, who saw more fighting than any other infantry division? From October 1917, the 102nd saw more fighting than any other infantry division. They spent a total of 210 days on the Western Front, and Stubby was there for the duration. How many days total did they spend on the Western Front? They spent a total of 210 days on the Western Front. Who was there for the duration? Stubby was there for the duration. This soldier was the real deal. Was this soldier the worst? No, this soldier wasn't the worst. This soldier was the real deal. He went over the top on many occasions. What did he do on many occasions? He went over the top on many occasions. He saved the 102nd from a gas attack by barking and biting sleeping soldiers until they woke up. What did he save the 102nd from? He saved the 102nd from a gas attack. How did he save them? He saved them by barking and biting sleeping soldiers until they woke up. He was wounded in action by a German shell. How was he wounded in action? He was wounded in action by a German shell. He sniffed out an enemy soldier hiding in the bushes. Where was the enemy soldier hiding? The enemy soldier was hiding in the bushes. What did Stubby do? Stubby sniffed him out. It's claimed that when Stubby saw a German uniform, it was like a red rag to a bull. Was it claimed that when Stubby saw a German uniform, it was like a red rag to a bull? Yes, it was claimed that when Stubby saw a German uniform, it was like a red rag to a bull. After the war, Stubby became a national hero. What did Stubby become after the war? Stubby became a national hero. He met three sitting presidents, and the whole country celebrated his heroism. How many sitting presidents did he meet? He met three sitting presidents. What did the whole country celebrate? The whole country celebrated his heroism. He was the most famous animal in the United States. Was he the most famous animal in the world? No, he wasn't the most famous animal in the world. He was the most famous animal in the United States. In 1926, Stubby died in his sleep, in Conroy's arms. When did Stubby die? Stubby died in 1926. How did he die? He died in his sleep, in Conroy's arms. Heroes come in all shapes and sizes. What do heroes come in? Heroes come in all shapes and sizes. As Stubby proves, sometimes they also come on four legs instead of two. What does Stubby prove? Stubby proves that they also come on four legs instead of two.